Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You heard Steve DeSager say earlier, conflicting reports that the great Shohei Ohtani, some are saying he's signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. Others are saying not so fast. And we know that the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Giants are in the hunt, hoping to get him. But that Toronto, according to some, are going to be the ones to land the biggest draw in baseball, and you got issues with this.
I really do, Chris. And Toronto's a great city, international city. Have you been there? You've been there before.
I love,
right?
Toronto.
Toronto,
they're
yeah.
not feeling me.
They don't
but
like
I
you.
Love
right.
Toronto.
Right.
Toronto. Yeah. It is a great city.
It's a great city, Chris. It just is. And I'm not being like, you know, I'm not like doing it tongue in cheek. Toronto is a great international city.
I like Toronto. I've visited there many times. I've visited there covering the NBA, but also just period. No, I like it, but go ahead.
But I'm going to be honest. As great as Toronto is, I don't want Shohei Ohtani to play for the Blue Jays.
Wow.
I don't want Shohei Ohtani to go north of the border. It is not in the best interest of baseball for Shohei Ohtani, Chris, to play north of the border. It's the absolute worst nightmare for Major League Baseball is for him not to play. He'll be playing in the East Coast time zone, Chris, but in another country. When you get no juice from the TV ratings, they don't count. It's Canada. Like, I'm telling you. It is not a good thing. This guy is a unicorn. We need him to be in a big market on the East Coast where everybody can watch this guy do his thing. Shohei, I know you want to do what's right for you and your family and all that. But my man, can you do something for Major League Baseball? Can you do it? And not go to play in Toronto. It will not work out for anybody except you. You don't want to be that selfish, do you? Really? If you're going to play in Toronto, you might as well play in Boston. You might as well play in the Bronx. You might as well play in Flushing. Seriously. It will be better for you, for baseball, for all involved. My God, please, my heart skipped a beat, Chris, when I saw the reports that were premature, that it was a done deal and that he was going and he was on a plane heading to Toronto. I was like, no! I love Canada. Oh, Canada, do I love Canada. But not when it comes to the biggest baseball star, Chris, maybe ever that we've seen. Please stay on American soil. I want the borders to be boarded up, Chris, but that's so Shohei can't get out, not come in. Block the borders up north. Do not allow this to happen. And my last thing, Chris, the commissioner of baseball has ultimate power. I've seen him do it before.
Wait a minute.
I want him to invoke the not in the best interest of baseball and to bar any sort of movement to go to Toronto.
Hold on. Now, I want to clarify that. Are you serious or are you just spouting nonsense?
I'm dead serious. Okay. I want Rob Manfred to get on the phone and say Shohei.
Okay. No, you didn't say that. You didn't say privately talk to Shohei.
Can you do me a solid? Can you do me a solid?
Now, hold on. Privately talk to Shohei or actually lay down the law that you cannot go to Toronto?
I'm saying it's been done before, and you saw it in the NBA. David Stern did it with the Chris Paul to the
Lakers. Nah, that wasn't even close to this.
No, but I'm just saying,
but he stopped that trade. That wasn't even close to this.
That's all. I don't want Shohei to go to Toronto.
That's what, look, I don't want Shohei Ohtani in Toronto either. All right, I've been saying for a year, I want him with the Yankees. He should be a Yankee. I think he's the best baseball player ever. He should be a Yankee. I'd be fine with him being a Red Sox. You know, that's a national team too. The Dodgers, I'd prefer him on the East Coast where everybody can see him. Dodgers, I'd be fine with though. Toronto, I'm with you, Rob. Nothing against the city. It's a wonderful city, but it's in a different country. That's the issue. It's in another country.
Right, that's all it is, Chris.
All right, now, that said, there is no way on God's green earth that Rob Manfred should step in and in any way, shape, or form. If I'm Shohei Ohtani and Rob Manfred has the nerve to step in and tell me you can't go to Toronto, guess what? I'm going back to Japan. Forget your little major leagues that I've come and turned all the way out. I've proven I'm better than any of your players. And you're going to have the audacity to tell me what to do? Forget your league. I don't need it. You need me. And so he better not go that route. Now, I'll say this, Rob, and this is where, obviously, at least in my view, Shohei can do whatever he wants. I wouldn't want him to go there. But if that's what he wants to do, then God bless him. He can do what he wants. I'll throw this out at you, though, Rob. And this may be a reason why Shohei Ohtani wants to go there. And I understand it. As a racial minority in America myself, African-American, you as well, Rob, the Asian population of Boston, 9%. Actually, better than I expected. The Asian population of New York City, you want to guess?
10%.
14.5%.
That's big, Chris. That's big.
What do you think Toronto is?
3%.
35%.
Is it really? Is it that
big?
I know it's an international city. I know.
I'm shocked. I had no idea it was that big. But that's it. I get it. I've told you, I'm not trying. If I were an NBA player, I'm not trying to play in Utah. Ain't no brothers and sisters there for the most part. And so if Shohei Ohtani, now LA obviously has a sizable Asian population as well. There are other places he could have gone, San Francisco. But if that is a major factor in his decision, then I'm fine with it. And the bottom line, even if it isn't, he can do what he wants. I just would prefer he plays in the continental United States. But that's right. It. In the LA, Rob, 12%.
All right. Well, Chris,
Asian.
Because of this, I have a song that I want to sing on this special, very special occasion.
Gosh. Can you just play the record?
No. This is new. We're going to play it, all right? So we ready? This is for Shohei. No Canada. Shohei, please don't go to that home and native land. Your bat and arm are special, and we understand.
Alex, isn't there some type of editing you can do, auto-tune or something?
Chris, I can't even save this.
My goodness. Wait a minute. We get the gist, Rob.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Please Steve just left.
No, Canada.
Scott, Rob.
No,
Don. Canada. Where you guys at? Can you stop this?
So hey, stay in the States. That's where baseball needs thee. No, Canada. We stand on God for thee. There it is.
Those are fake cheers, by the way.
No Canada is the song of the day, Chris.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, last night, the finals of the NBA's first ever play-in tournament.
You mean semifinals, right?
Isn't no, it? But the finals were determined.
Uh-oh.
It is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers, who crushed the New Orleans Pelicans. by 44 points against the Indiana Pacers, who behind young sensation Tyrese Halliburton beat the Milwaukee Bucks of course, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard.
See, Damian Lillard hurt them. No, I'm sorry.
They will meet in the finals, the championship tomorrow of the first in-season tournament. And Rob, last night, LeBron James put on an absolute show. All right, in just a brief appearance. 23 minutes, 30 points, 8 dimes or assists, 5 rebounds, hit 9 of 12 shots. So he had 30 points on 12 shots. Hit all 4 of his 3-point attempts and all 8 of his free throws. And LeBron for the season, Rob, is averaging a career low, but, you know, 25 points actually matches what he did in 2020-2021 with the Lakers. But 25 points, 6.5 or 6.6 assists, 7.5 rebounds. And he's shooting 55% from the floor and 40%, 40.7% from 3. We'll see if that continues. But he's on fire right now. And Rick Carlisle, coach of the Pacers, and Rick's doing a good job with them. Rob, in talking today to the media, he said that he believes the 38-year-old LeBron James is still in his prime in his 21st season. You heard me? The numbers are basically right there. The scoring is 2 points off of his career average, 2 points lower. Assist is not even one lower. His career is 7.3. He's 6.6. And rebounds is exactly on his career average of 7.5. But his field goal percentage and obviously 3-point percentage are way higher than his career averages and would be career high. Well, a field goal wouldn't be career high, but it'd be like his third highest ever. So what are your thoughts on what Rick Carlisle said? LeBron's still in his prime.
Poppycock, boulder dash. I'm not buying it. I understand Rick wants to say some nice things about LeBron, and rightfully so. LeBron played great last night, and there's rival, and I get it. It's coach speak where everybody's great, and oh, my God, let me tell you how great he is. It'll be a miracle if we could even stay in the gym with that team and LeBron. You know what I mean, Chris? I've heard all that. But, Rick, I got news for you.
He's
is this
a wonderful
on?
Family man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, the
with
community.
The schools in Akron.
Exactly. Like it's all that. Go ahead, Rick. Read the resume. Read it all. But to say he's in his prime, Chris, we've talked about it. He doesn't affect winning the same way. And that doesn't mean every night, but the way he used to have put his will upon games, that doesn't happen. And even in his 5 years, this is his 6th year in L.A., in the 5 years, Chris, that he, the previous five, where they made the playoffs, 3 of those 5, twice they didn't make it.
Yep.
Right? And
a lot of it is injuries.
And the other thing, well, but that's what happens when you're older. Yeah. That's what happens. Right. It's a part of it. But they made the playoffs 3 times, and only once did they not have to have a play-in, Chris, to even make the playoffs. They needed a play-in game.
Right.
The 3 times they made the playoffs, only once did they make it outright, you know?
Right.
And the other thing is, when he was in the East in his prime, he went to the finals 8 years in a row. Stop,
right.
Rick.
Right.
Come on. I get it.
Didn't have an Anthony Davis.
Come on, Chris.
As great as Kyrie Irving is.
I mean, I get what Rick is trying to do, and it's nice and all that. But to say that a 38, soon-to-be 39-year-old guy, year 21, is in his prime, stop. It's just not.
I tend to agree with you because the first thought that comes to my mind, and you know, I've been saying for the last several years that LeBron just doesn't impact the game the way he used to. No matter what the numbers say, he doesn't impact it like he used to in terms of winning. And Rob, my thought is there is no way on God's green earth, that's the second time I've used that phrase today, that a prime LeBron James with a teammate named Anthony Davis would be on anything but a top 3 team in the NBA. If LeBron is in his prime, yes, and his
with AD,
second option is Anthony Davis, they're probably the favorites, if not the second, you know, favorite. So I'm with you there. But I got to be honest, Rob, watching LeBron, particularly last night, but just over the course of the season, every night he hasn't looked this way. But watching him, he looks better than he has over the past few years. And he's obviously played great over the past few years. And to me, what looks better is his jump shot. Like, and I don't mean it's going in more, which obviously the three-point percentage, you heard me say it, nearly 41%. But the three-point jumper, the mid-range jumper, the form even looks, it looks smoother. I'm not saying he's revamped his whole form, but it looks smoother. It doesn't look as mechanical as it has at times in the past. And LeBron, Rob, I got to be honest, this year, he is looking like prime LeBron. So it makes me wonder this, and I'm not ready to say he's in his prime, but it does make me wonder, because LeBron James is, like, when he's played the bulk of his career, Rob, his style of play has not necessarily been the style that fits today's NBA. He hasn't been a great three-point shooter. He's played a very slow pace when his teams are best, very slow pace, very ball dominant throughout his career. And I wonder if, like, why he hasn't been able to impact the game over the past few years is because of the new style of play, where it's so three-point heavy, they play faster. And it almost feels like this year, is he adjusting? Has he adjusted now to the new pace of play? And his jump shot, his three-pointer is better. He's posting a little more, taking advantage of his size. None of these finesse guys in today's NBA who are afraid to bang or just don't like banging can handle him. And it's like if the clock, if the buzzer or whatever finally went off in his head and said, you know what, these boys can't handle me down low. And sometimes he'll just beast dudes. But he looks darn near as good as ever. Defensively, he's not that. But he does look a little more locked in defensively than he has in the past couple of years. And I just wonder if he is adjusted more to today's game. And he was playing more of a previous style, that kept him from being able to dominate games in the past, or at least in terms of winning. I don't know. I'm not sure. What I will tell you is that he looks darn near as good as ever. And I know the numbers are even lower than they were the past few years. But just watching him play, it looks fantastic. It doesn't look like an old man who only
he's smart, he's played well. I get all that. And I understand why. It ain't like he's having his worst season ever, and Rick is saying it. You know what I mean, Chris? So I get that. But you just said it. Anthony Davis, last year they got swept in the Western Conference Finals. Those guys were healthy last year. That just with LeBron being in his prime, Chris. And I get there was a size difference. I was thinking of Golden State. But they should have been able to have a series there, and there was no series. And that's the part.
Yeah, I mean, the games were close, but they got swept.
They got swept. Yeah. And so that's why I can't say he's in his prime at 38, year 21.
It's hard to say. It's hard for me to say that somebody in his 21st year and 38, about to be 39 years old in a couple of weeks, is in his prime. But He looks better than he did last year and the year before and the year before to me. Now, again, maybe he's adjusting his game a little to today's style of play. I think I've always said LeBron, and it's just borne out, Rob, by the numbers. LeBron, or I should say the history, the rings. It's been very tough for LeBron James to win championships because he's been so ball dominant. And when you're ball dominant, it's easy for role players to play with you because they need somebody who can to create everything for them, a Kyle Korver, somebody like that. But when you got game yourself and you can shake and bake and you can create your own shot, it can be frustrating playing with somebody who's ball dominant because they doing everything. It's like, dude, man, let me rock too, you know? And like Magic, Kareem, and Worthy just all fit. That's why they were so great. Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman all fit because they did different things. And no, none of those three, even Magic wasn't just ball dominant like some of these guys today and like LeBron was. And I wonder if now he's not as ball dominant anymore. And so he's scoring easier. He's, you know, it just looks smooth. And it's something to watch. You hope he can stay healthy, Rob, because that's been a huge problem.
Well, you know that's always the whole thing for both of them, Chris.
Especially the minutes he's playing.
Right. And that are they going to catch up to him in April?
Yeah.
You know,
or before. I'd be surprised. I mean, I hope he stays healthy.
We don't want anybody to get hurt, but right. We try not to do that. But you can't have a conversation, an honest one at least, Chris, and not entertain that because of the history.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob G, one of the big games coming up this weekend, of course, is Buffalo against Kansas City in Arrowhead. Now, both teams reeling, and I don't think reeling is an overstatement. Kansas City, Rob, stunning what is going on with them. Now, look, I don't want to overstate it. They're 8-4, all right? They're first in their division, and I think they're the third seed overall in the AFC. So let's not act like they're not, you know, winning. But for them, Rob, they usually are awesome after the bye. Awesome. And this year, they are 1-2. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1-2 after the bye. And they are 2-3 in their last five games. And it's not like they're losing to juggernauts. Denver beat them. Philadelphia is a juggernaut. And Green Bay beat them. And Buffalo, on the other hand, now they really are in trouble. 6-6, very close to being out of the playoffs. In fact, if they lose this game and fall to 6-7, they very well may be done. Because they aren't going to have many tiebreakers. And at 10-7, while somebody at 10-7 may get into the playoffs, they might not get the tiebreaker. So they're really fighting for their lives. They've lost three of their last four. Sean McDermott, their article's coming out destroying him. And that is the setting of this game. And in the midst of all this, CBS Sports, Rob, put out an article saying that Josh Allen and versus Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback rivalry since Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. Rob G, give us a quick summary of the article. Then I want to hear Rob's reaction, and then I'll give you mine.
It's a very in-depth article. Whoever did this article put a lot of time and effort because they have five very solid reasons as to why this is the best rivalry. Number one being historic production. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, 1-2 in NFL history in terms of total touchdowns per game. Number two, just in the last 4 years, Mahomes and Allen, 1-2 in quarterback wins, total touchdowns, total pass rushing yards. These guys are just eating up the record books. Number three, when they play each other head-to-head, it tends to be a shootout. They have combined for 28 total touchdowns, 3,400 total yards combined in their five meetings. So these guys are really lighting up the scoreboard. Number four, they play each other a lot. Despite being in different divisions, this will now be their sixth meeting in the last 4 years, which you don't really see too often with high-level quarterbacks that aren't in the same division. And last but not least, number five, how can we forget that infamous 42-36 overtime playoff victory for Kansas City when the teams combined for 31 points after the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, by far the most in NFL postseason history.
Okay.
So, yeah, where are you at? You think it's the greatest rivalry since Manning Brady?
Nope. I would take Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. I think that they've played in – bigger games, bigger moments. And I get the, you just want to, you know, compile stats and look at it. If you look at the stats and all that, that's fine. They're 1-2 in all these categories. But I just remember, and when you talk about rivalries too, like a rivalry, teams got to beat each other. You know, it can't be like somebody's dominating one or the other. And Joe Burrow has been able to go into Kansas City and win and go to a, you know, with the Super Bowl on the line, Chris, I think it's Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. That's the rivalry that I look forward to. And you remember they were talking about renaming the Arrowhead or whatever they call it now down there. You remember the Burrowhead because he had gone down there and had been able to win. And even the game that they lost the last time was by 3 points on a questionable call, you know, on the sideline, Chris. I mean, that was – I think that's the rivalry that I look most forward to.
I agree with you. I did appreciate, Rob, the article pointing out how great Josh Allen has been, because I feel like people are losing sight of that. And maybe it's just balancing out because, Rob, you know, these past 2-3 years, people have, I mean, a few years ago, they were acting like he was the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, definitely. You remember that. Chris, I think that year, remember the one we disputed Patrick being fifth on the list?
Right, at the beginning of the season.
Remember that? They even had
Allen was coming off that incredible playoff run.
But they even had Justin. They even had Justin Herbert ahead of him. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
So I think that he was getting a little too much premature love. And now it's like he's getting torn down a little too much. Now, look, if they don't make the playoffs, and they're certainly a playoff caliber
if they don't
team,
make the playoffs, that would be a big
hit.
Blow.
Yeah,
that's going to take a hit.
So
yeah.
It is what it is. But for all his turnovers, interceptions, and let's not act like it hadn't been Jameis Winston. But for all his interceptions, Rob, his touchdown, total touchdown to interception ratio, or total touchdown to turnover ratio is incredible. It's right up there at the top or near the top of the league. And so, yes, he may turn it over more than most, but he makes up for it and then some by scoring way more than most. He's got the most touchdowns total of any quarterback in the history of the NFL in their first six seasons. So I appreciated the article pointing out how good Josh Allen has been. You know, Rob, I've said he's the Brett Favre of this era. Now, he doesn't have the hardware. Even individually, Favre won the three straight
and
MVPs.
And he won three straight MVPs. Right. Like, people forget that. I mean,
I don't know when that – that may not happen for a long time.
Chris, just, you know, that's hard. Fatigue,
things like that. But he, you know, I think they are similar type players, and I think Josh is of that caliber. But I agree with you when I think of Josh Allen just hasn't won the important games enough against Mahomes. He hadn't won any. And I'm not saying the regular season games don't matter.
Not a one where they gave up the touchdown, Chris.
Right, he's 2-1 against Allen in the regular season. But he's 0-2 against him in the playoffs. And on the other hand, Burrow has beaten Mahomes in the playoffs. He's 3-1 against Mahomes overall. But 1-1 in the playoffs, beat him in the AFC title game to get to the Super Bowl. Like, that's what I'm thinking of as a rivalry because, as you said, Rob, both guys got to win.
They got to win something. You got to make it feel like it ain't automatic. You
right.
know, like if it's automatic, that's not a rivalry, even if it's, you know, two teams that you look at that. It's got to be like a give and take where, oh, my God, are they going to get us this year? You remember we saw that really with Michigan and Ohio State, Chris. Ohio State had won like 8 years in a row, and then all of a sudden now Michigan's won 3 years in a row. But you like it if it's nip and tuck and somebody wins 1 year or 2 years in a row and another team wins 1 or 2 years in a row or something like that. But, yeah, I just don't see this. I'm not saying that there's no rivalry because they play, but I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's some rivalry, some level of rivalry. They're two of the best individual quarterbacks in the league. Again, Allen has won his share of the regular season matchups. But, it's not above Burrow. The only negative, Rob, or the only argument against Burrow, Mahomes being a great rivalry is just that Burrow has hurt quite a bit. You know what I mean? Like, this year, we're not going to see it. You know what I mean? And that would be the only thing, but I don't think that stops it from being better. Now, if Allen somehow, if they even get in the playoffs, if they were to beat, you know, Kansas City this year, then I think we can talk about it again. You know what I mean?
No, but we could revisit it, definitely.
Right now, no. I'm totally with you.
I'm curious to where people are on this because are they with us or maybe they do see it and they look at it, Chris, and look at that. The loss wasn't Josh Allen's. He got the touchdown with 13 seconds to go. You know what I mean? And then Mahomes did it to their defense. I don't know.
And that feels like it was a while ago, too, just because of what's transpired then. Since then, Rob, are there any other rivalries, though, since Brady Manning that you think? I mean, one, to be honest, that I'm not putting it above Burrow Mahomes, but even, and this might sound crazy to people, but Brady Mahomes was, I think, somewhat of a rivalry, but I wouldn't put it at the level of either of these two. Just because obviously Brady was much older and from a previous generation than Mahomes. But also Brady did win the two big games. He won an AFC championship. He won in the Super Bowl.
How about Dak and Mahomes? I mean, Dak and Hurts, Chris, going forward, being in the same division, you know what I mean? And for years to come, like to fight for
that's
that.
That's a good call.
That could,
Not yet, but it could possibly be. Yep. That's a great call. Especially if one of them wins the MVP.
You know me, I know football like the back of my hand.
Yeah. And Dak, if Dak, you know, stays at this level, because he is playing elite level football right now. And if he stays at this level, Rob, for, you know, the rest of his prime, and Hurts does as well, then you probably are definitely going to have a good rivalry between those two.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.